For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. A suburban St. Louis police officer shown on cell phone video pointing his rifle at demonstrators in Ferguson and threatening them is now out of a job. St. Anne Police Chief Aaron Jimenez confirmed in an interview with the Associated Press that Police Lieutenant Ray Albers resigned yesterday. A phone call seeking comment from Albers was not returned. The confrontation happened August 19th during protests that followed the Ferguson police shooting death of Michael Brown. On the video, a man is heard saying, "Oh my God, gun raised," as the officer approaches. The officer walks near the man, gun pointed, and appears to threaten to kill him. A St. Louis County police sergeant forced the officer to lower the weapon and escorted him away. Albers was suspended a day later. A federal lawsuit alleges that police in Ferguson and St. Louis County used excessive force and falsely arrested innocent bystanders amid attempts to quell widespread unrest after the fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. The five plaintiffs in the suit filed yesterday include a clinical social worker who says she and her 17-year-old son were roughed up and arrested after not evacuating a McDonald's quickly enough. A 23-year-old man says he was shot multiple times with rubber bullets and called racial slurs while walking through the protest zone to his mother's home. The lawsuit seeks $40 million in damages. Attorney Malik Shabazz said it could be broadened to include additional plaintiffs. Dozens of new Missouri laws are taking effect, including ones that could make it harder for some fired employees to collect unemployment benefits and easier for some high rollers to bet big bucks at casinos. Yesterday marked the standard effective date for laws that were passed during the annual legislative session, but some of this year's most high-profile measures contain clauses delaying their effect until future years, including an income tax cut and a rewrite of the state's criminal laws. The unemployment measure that took effect yesterday makes it harder for people to collect unemployment benefits after being fired for alleged misconduct, such as repeated absences. A separate law lets casinos offer lines of credit of $10,000 or more to big bettors who don't want to carry around wads of cash. A Missouri judge says he will likely reject a legal challenge to a November ballot measure that would link teacher evaluations to their students' performance. Cole County Circuit Judge Dan Green heard arguments yesterday in a lawsuit seeking to strike the initiative from the ballot. The lawsuit alleges the measure contains multiple subjects and amends more than one part of the Missouri Constitution. Afterward, Greed said he was leaning toward ruling for those defending the ballot measure. The proposal is labeled as Constitutional Amendment 3. It would limit tenure protections for public school staff and require that employment decisions such as salaries, promotions, and layoffs be based largely on student performance data. It's backed by prominent political donor Rex Sinkfeld and opposed by public education groups. A Southwest Missouri fire department that was considering extending benefits to an employee who is in a same-sex marriage has been told the state's constitution won't allow it. Last week, the Ozark Fire Department appeared ready to change its policy so that it could offer the benefits to a female captain. The Springfield News Leader reports the department's attorney told its board that the Missouri Constitution does not allow the policy change because of an amendment that defines marriage as between a man and a woman. Repair work has been completed on a water main break that shut down the Southeast Missouri State University campus in Cape Girardeau, but classes are still off until Tuesday. The university says the line cannot be activated until testing is complete and the city gets approval from the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. The approval isn't expected until late Friday or early Saturday. Hillary Rodham Clinton says the fatal shooting of an unarmed Missouri teenager and the violent protest that followed resulted from frayed bonds of trust in his racially divided community. Yesterday's remarks in San Francisco were the former Secretary of State's first comments about Michael Brown's August 9th death in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson. As a potential Democratic presidential candidate, Clinton has been criticized for waiting so long to talk about the black teen shooting by a white police officer. In a speech to a technology group, Clinton criticized the shooting and the numerous tense confrontations between protesters and heavily armed police. She says U.S. streets shouldn't look like war zones. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon says the state and St. Louis area economic development groups and lenders are committing up to $1 million in support to businesses affected by racial unrest that followed the shooting death of Michael Brown by police. Nixon says he's designated State Treasurer Clint Zweifel to oversee the distribution of no-interest loans to Ferguson businesses harmed by looting and rioting since the August 9th death of Michael Brown. The state's share of the support is $250,000. Nixon's announcement of that public-private effort comes as the cost of the racial unrest in the largely black suburb with a predominantly white police force is beginning to trickle in. St. Louis County Chief Operating Officer estimates that total costs could reach as high as $6 million. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.